Listen, when you get a good night of sleep, you know you're going to have energy. When that happens, you feel good. You feel awesome. That's why you need to be sleeping on a Casper mattress. It helps you get a great night of rest. You see, the Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams to give you a great night of sleep. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Its breathable design lets you sleep cool, and this is something I didn't know. It also regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And let me tell you, there are lots of people raving about the Casper mattress. More than 20,000 others love their Casper mattress, giving it an average rating of 4.8. You cannot argue with results like that. And here's yet another reason. The price will not keep you up at night. You can also order sheets, pillows, and that will give you the complete Casper experience. Why is it so affordable? Well, Casper cuts out the middleman and delivers it straight to you. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. Right now, for my listeners, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/jungle. Once again, casper.com/jungle. Use the promo code jungle at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Once again, casper.com/jungle, promo code jungle. All right, we start hour number two. It's wide open. Very good first hour. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios in Southern California. You want to apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Looking ahead to hour number three, Chris Cyborg will be joining me in studio. I'm looking forward to that. Coming off hour one, we had Eric Wood. I just had a conversation with former NHLer Daniel Carcillo talking about mental health and concussions. Good reaction to it, too. Roger Schwartzman tweets, glad a former athlete is bringing attention to this. Need more talking about techniques to combat head trauma. At Penguin 488 tweets, thanks for having Carbomb on and talking hockey, even in the offseason. Of course, that was not really a hockey conversation. That was more about mental health, concussions, and the like. But I see it working. Neil on the 719 tweets, great informative interview. Most concussion interviews rarely discuss prevention. That's why you're a Hall of Famer, Rome. I didn't do anything at all. He's a mental health advocate, and he's coming from a place of experience. And I go back to what I said, that the real courage is coming out and saying, look, I need help. I'm not right. I mean, this was a tough, tough, tough player. This guy's handle, his nickname was Carbomb. This was a fierce, fierce guy. And he's coming out and saying, look, I'm struggling with this. I've had some really dark moments. Something's not right. I need help. Guys don't want to say that, especially guys who play that game or other games, combat sports, things like that. They're taught from day one, keep your mouth shut, grind through it, play through it, be tough. So to come out and say, listen, I need help. I don't feel right. I don't feel good. Something's going on. I don't understand it. And for him to say there is health out there, and for him to say, the NHL and the NHLPA are not doing enough. In effect, they're really not doing much at all. Dear Jim, who knew Carcillo, an alleged meathead goon, was so articulate? Like most NHL tough guys, they are usually the smartest guys in the room. Steven Vancouver. Hey, listen, this guy had a game. He played his game. He played his role. My man is very smart. And I'm going to say very courageous for the stand that he's taking right now. That's not easy to do. He also said, I don't love the NHL. I love hockey. But I do not love the NHL. And I'm not going to sit back and not say anything at all. He said, my whole life, whenever I saw a wrong, I try to make it a right. If I saw something wrong, I did something about it. So why would I not say something here? I see something wrong. I'm going to say something. And to your point about the alleged meathead goon, who knew? Like most NHL tough guys, they're usually the smartest guys in the room. In a lot of cases, they are. I'll never forget back in the day when Marty McSorley was a player rep. He would come on all the time and talk about the labor issues. And I was always blown away by Marty. And, I mean, how smart the guy was. Not that I ever thought that he wasn't smart because of the role he played. But if you didn't know any better and you'd look at Marty McSorley and you look at his game and his role and his job, You might think, ignorantly so, and naively so, but you might think, yeah, that'd be the last guy that I think would be a player rep. But that wasn't the case at all, and it had nothing to do with his role. And I was always blown away by the conversations we would have about labor negotiations. And he's far from the only guy who played that game that had that kind of mind. All right, so what are your thoughts on this? 1-800-636-8686. Did you like what you just heard? Do you accept what you just heard? Or do you not want to hear that? I couldn't get enough of that. I wish I had more time. I wish I had a whole hour with him. You know, which brings me to the next point, and that's the CBD issue that we're seeing in the Big Three. I mean, something pretty interesting went down in sports, something that might change the game, something that might change lives going forward. I mean, I don't want to overstate that, but it's really interesting to think that the Big Three league was the first league to step forward with this. Now, if you're waiting for some sort of misdirection or a punchline, it's not coming. Yesterday, the Big Three made news when it announced that it would allow their players to use CBD for pain treatment and recovery, and that it's effective immediately. Now, I know that most of you listening right now probably do not know what CBD is, or some of you listening right now may think you know what CBD is. But in the coming years, I think that it's going to become more and more prevalent, and more people will know about it. CBD is shorthand for cannabidiol. And I'll be honest, I've never used it, but I've done some research on it. And what CBD is an extract from marijuana, and it makes up roughly 40% of the plant. But CBD is not weed as you know it. I think a lot of you hear that and say, oh, great, you're an advocate for burning blunts as a form of pain relief. It's not what I'm saying. CBD is not weed. Weed has THC. THC has psychoactive properties. THC gets you stoned. My understanding is CBD does not. And as the United States has loosened its grip on weed, the research into the plant has become more and more widespread, more and more available, more and more scientific. And now pulling out CBD from weed without THC has become a more common reality. I mean, something you can buy in edible form over the counter if you're 21 and your state allows it. So why is CBD important? Because it can help with stress relief, anxiety relief, and most importantly, pain relief. And it works. So it's an alternative. It's a healthier alternative, a natural alternative. Instead of getting into a bottle of addictive pain pills and opiates, you can get into a bottle of non-addictive CBD. The Big Three released a statement yesterday which read in part, quote, as a testament to our relationship with our players, we listen to their feedback on CBD, as well as feedback from professionals in the regulatory and CBD industry, and decided to take this major step to support their health, end quote. So you can say what you want about the Big Three league, but they're trying to kick down this door, trying to kick down a door to pain treatment that might change the lives of athletes in their sport and maybe in other sports if other leagues decide to follow suit. I mean, consider what former NFL running back Arian Foster said on my podcast last month when I asked him if he thinks that the NFL is ever going to legalize tree for their players in an attempt to treat pain better.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the NFL's reactionary ways anyway. They'll pump their players full of opioids for years, but they'll ban players for a year for weed. You know, I'm not a fan of the NFL's policy making. I don't think they're very forward thinking, so I don't see it happening anytime in the near future. But if it does, that is amazing. I would be happy to be wrong.
Why do you think the league will, quote, pump their players full of opioids but not allow weed? What's their thinking behind that?
I couldn't tell you the thinking, but it's been like that for years. I mean, even if you look at it, I don't think it's necessarily just the NFL. I just think it's old people making rules. I think it's just an old way of thinking. It's 2018 is not 1960. You know what I mean? And we have a lot of people from that era making these rules. And as soon as they go away, progression will happen.
So you heard him say it. 2018 is not 1960. And the rule makers are the Big Three. May in fact be ahead of the rulemakers in some of the other major leagues. A league that's been around for 2 years is already making decisions that leagues that have been around forever are not willing to make. I mean, there are countless athletes Countless stories of former athletes. Countless stories of athletes getting into a bottle of Oxy and then never getting out of it. And it wrecks them on the inside and it wrecks them on the outside. It destroys their organs, their brains, leaves them addicted to big business medicine that they can't get off of. And this is not a team bake take. I don't bake, nor do I judge. This is not a team bake take. This is a team woke take, as in staying woke, staying informed on alternative medicine, perhaps, that may in fact be better and cleaner for these players who are giving up their bodies. Now, granted, they're giving up their bodies. They make these choices, and they make a good living. But, you know, going back to Daniel Carcillo, wouldn't it stand a reason that if you're a professional sports league, wouldn't you want to do everything you can to protect your asset? To protect your asset and give them all the information you can so they're healthier, they play longer. So, you know, for me to say the Big Three may have made history, maybe. Maybe so. You know, maybe if they do something and they're the first ones in, maybe other leagues will come around to the very same feeling. And then all of a sudden the existence of the Big Three is certainly something more significant than you would have ever thought. Because getting off the pills and getting into non-psychoactive CBD may not only change lives, maybe it saves lives. And of all leagues, the Big Three might be leading that charge, at least stimulating conversation, or maybe paving the way. So I think it's a really interesting conversation, and I like they're doing it. I like that move. I like that alternative. So we're talking mental health, we're talking concussion awareness, we're talking about treatments, methods of treatment. 1-800-636-8686. Pretty serious, pretty heavy. However, if you want to go someplace else, and that's not the conversation you want to have, by all means, whatever you want. We're also talking about the Smack-Off. 22 days out. I've got another player profile coming up a little bit later on. This guy is bidding for a golden ticket. He does not yet have a golden ticket. Let's find out if today is the day. I would love to add to the list. Let's go to Denver. Dan in Denver. RTN. Dan, what's up?
What's up, Rome? No surprise your EP Adam Hawk was tweeting about Jeopardy last night. I love Trebek's look. The gray hair and a mustache is so fly. Just not when you're 27. And Rome, the Canadians are a big topic in the jungle. Hey, Matt and Van, how about you worry less about how you're going to spend that $5,000 if you win the Smack Off and worry more about getting that phone issue of yours solved? Matt's call Friday drops faster than those lame old references in his usual garbage calls. Virginity blasts and meth jokes? What, Rohypnol and myopia blast didn't want in? Matt's takes are so old, if he sent them in written script, he could win huge facts of the day. It should be no surprise the dude also rocks a hairdo from the 90s. Matt's hair looks like he gelled it and then ran into a wall just so the front sticks up. Cruz Pedregon thinks he needs to put that wheelie down. Chandler from Friends and every boy band from the 90s called. They want their hairstyle back. And, Rome, you see the story that LeBron's hesitant to be the first to go to L.A.? What's there to be hesitant about? It's just like Miami, only with more traffic and high-speed chases. Choosing a place like Venice Beach over South Beach is wild, right? At least there's lots of places for LeBron to strive for greatness, like that Gold's Gym on the cage on the beach. Have you seen that thing, Rome? It's like the L.A. Zoo. People peer through the fence to watch those mutants work out. There's signs advising the spectators not to feed the monsters protein shakes. Those freaks lift so hard, it actually changes the axis of planet Earth. They bench press so much, I'm not sure that the plastic housewives are the only ones with breast augmentations. LeBron can stop by and throw some of that weightlifting chalk up in the air. But hey, LeBron can get a gold gym ticket. Maybe I can get one too. Rack me.
Dan in Denver. Bidding for the golden ticket. Dan, I'd love to give it to you, but the entire call was personal appearance smack. Dude, you can't get away from that, can you? You literally cannot get away from that. And I'm not here to defend Hawk, but you led with Trebek and how he looked with that cool, chic stash. I mean, literally, the entire phone call was about personal appearance. Personal appearance is not show fodder. If personal appearance is not show fodder, how can I let you on the most important show of the year when all you do is personal appearance as show fodder when it's not allowed? Bro, I'm trying to get you in. I would love to see you in that day. I literally can make the argument that you're going to make that show better, either by getting run or not getting on the air, or getting on the air and doing something stupid. And either way, you do have some pretty good smack, except personal appearance is not show fodder, and that's literally all you do at this point. So no, you do not get in. No golden ticket for you, Dan. Good news is you have 21 other days to try to get in. And it doesn't need to be just by phone. If you do something that is transcendent, if you do something that changes the game, hell, if you do something that makes the show a whole lot better on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, pretty much anywhere, even not even on the show, I will get you in. It's all about content. I'm team content. So when I say you've got 22 days left, I say that because of all the social platforms. We don't have 22 shows left. We have 22 days left. You're running out of time. It's all right, Dan. It's not how many no's. It's how many yeses. You get a lot of no's, but all it takes is one yes. It's not how many no's. I learned that from when I was a sales rep. I actually bought that crap at one point. Oh, it's not how many no's. It's just how many yeses. And all it takes is one big yes. Yeah, but if I'm told no 100 times a day, it makes it less and less likely that I'll get to that one yes because I'm getting sick of being told no. However, some of you meatheads, some of you goons don't care, which I respect. It's not how many no's. It's how many yeses. One big yes gets you to the big show. July 20th. Shane in Rosarito tweets, "About time. So stoked to hear you enlighten people on the CBD front. Straight truth." Ed Smackoff fan tweets, "Ending, not contributing to the pain pill abuse by athletes should be a priority for the NFL. You know, I said to Daniel Carcillo, what about that? You know, if there's a way to get relief, if there's a way to enhance prevention, if there's a way to do it naturally without going into a bottle, wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't you want that information? And in fact, wouldn't the leagues want you to have that information? When I said to Arian Foster, Ricky Williams, I was going to mention because he's been way out in front of this too. Arian Foster, when I said, why would the league do that? Why would the league not want you to know that information? He said, I really don't know. I don't know, except that the people making those decisions are old people, and they've always done it that way, and that's what they know. And of course, let's be honest, there is a stigma to pot, a stigma to the tree, a stigma to weed. Go ahead, get your pain relief out of that bottle, possibly get addicted to it, have it wreck your organs internally, maybe wreck your life. Just don't burn blunts. The stigma. All right, anybody else want to weigh in on this? Still ahead. Janoris Jenkins. Man, that's a weird, sad story. Strike that. That's a sad, weird story. And I want to get into that too. The Smackoff player profile. Arguably the greatest caller in show history. Stucknut would argue that. And his name's not Lef. That's coming up later on. Shohei Ohtani may come back sooner than we thought.
Albie, do you have something for me? Did you say something? Albie, it's not 21. Your clock says 21. Now, as you know, little man, 21 is the clock that runs fast. I'm looking at my MacBook Pro 15-inch laptop, and that's the official clock of the jungle, Alvin. It says 10:20. Now, I have the wherewithal to float my brakes out. You know that, Alvin. Fair enough, dude. Do what you're going to do. Just know it's my ass if I don't take care of you.
All right. You got it. When we come back, telephone calls. Hopefully good ones. Chris Cyborg in studio. That's in hour number 3. Getting max performance out of anything depends on what you put into it. If you want to achieve maximum performance at work, for instance, you put in the extra time. You put in the extra effort. When you want maximum performance from your kids, You put in the extra tools with them. And when you want maximum performance from your car, what do? You put in Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Modern engines are smaller. They're now more powerful than ever before. They operate at higher pressures than ever before. Higher engine pressure causes significant stress on the oil, so the oil needs to be strong, and it's got to stay that way. Castrol Edge is formulated with fluid titanium technology to help reduce friction and maximize engine performance. Castrol Edge is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, and that's according to the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. I mean, that's all you need to know, right? You hear that name, Kurt Orban.
Kurt Orban.
It's legit. Kurt Orban. 5W30 VisGrade. Put it into your car today. It is in our cars. Castrol Edge.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
LeBron Watch 2018. Full bore. Lots of speculation today on Kawhi Leonard and who might make a deal for him. As I mentioned earlier in hour number one, let me go back to a couple of tweets. Crack NBA reporter Sam Amick tweeted, rumblings of a Godfather Lakers offer for San Antonio's Kawhi Leonard have rival teams wondering if anyone else can compete here. The latest summer of LeBron has officially begun. I like that. That's my take, essentially. Make them a Godfather offer. Make them an offer they cannot refuse. If you're the Lakers, go all in. Now is the time. I understand there are questions about Kawhi Leonard. I understand that you're not exactly sure what you're going to get in terms of his health. Take that shot. He's a top five NBA player, an MVP candidate, one of the best in the world, plays both ends of the floor. In fact, a great defensive player and somebody that LeBron probably is going to need to see in Laker gear in order to come here to Southern California. Also, when you consider that Paul George may or may not be coming. We know Paul George is not going to opt in, but opting out does not mean that he's not going to stay in OKC. He could still do a deal there. He could still do a 1-1. On top of that, what about San Antonio? Speculation is, ESPN reports, that San Antonio wants to keep Kawhi Leonard, that they don't need to move him right now, that they want to fix that. That's not what Mark Stein is saying. Mark Stein of the New York Times reports, this is a tweet, this doesn't guarantee Kawhi Leonard is going to the Lakers this week since San Antonio could always trade him elsewhere and or drag things out. But league sources say of the Spurs, they're ready to move on from Kawhi. So conflicting reports. Do they want to keep Kawhi? Do they want to try and repair that bridge? Or have they tried and do they know it's not going to happen? Do they know that he does not want to play another game for them? And have they moved on? The Lakers are in the best spot because Kawhi said he wants to play there, and anybody else trading for him would be in the same spot that OKC was in when they made that deal for Paul George. If Kawhi says, hey, listen, you can go ahead and trade for me. I'm not signing here. I'm going to L.A. They're not going to give up what it would take to get that deal done. Only the Lakers can give up what it takes to get that deal done because they have the assets and because they know that Kawhi wants to be there, allegedly. So, that said, if you're L.A., get the deal done. Because getting Kawhi means you probably get LeBron. Getting LeBron and Kawhi means you matter again and you're a playoff team next year. Give them what they want. They've got the hammer. Does that mean overpaying? Well, yes, except I'd argue you can't overpay for Kawhi, given what he means to your team right now. And I don't care who you've got on that roster. Give them up. Get it done. Let's go to Portland. Teresa in Portland. It's good to have you, Teresa. Good morning. What's up?
So I'm here to throw my ring in the smack-off pool. My Nuva ring, that is. But all the smack I have to talk is about y'all men. The players are doing fine, and I'm not asking for a garden day. We don't need to go to the garden today. But I want Mr. J. Stu's mold to stand up with excitement when I tell you, boys, I took the 30-day Rome challenge, and I dropped the man, and I stuck with Rome, and I've been happy ever since. You get me through a lot of hard stuff, Mr. Rome, and I appreciate it. So does that CBD weed. Portland has the best CBD weed. The best Thai massage therapist, I train them, I know, and the best yoga community. So we're going to have an NBL team here pretty soon because Ciara is bringing it just as hard as I'll bring it if you let me come to the snack off pretty please.
Wow, Teresa, let me just step off that for a minute. Wow. Teresa, I would say that was softcore, but I'm not sure that wasn't hardcore. Wow. Did you pick up on any of those references? Because I did. NuvaRing. CBD, which is fine. I did mention that as a topic. And quote, you're a massage therapist. Wow, Teresa. I don't speak in code, but I think I broke your code. Wow, Lady Clones. She's old school. I remember her now from back in the day. Teresa in Portland. It's a good thing you were talking really quickly. I'm hoping some of those references went over the heads of the suits in New York who are going to ask Alvin and I why we let something like that go by. I don't know. I didn't get it. I didn't follow what she was saying. She was talking awfully quickly. Teresa. Wow. Teresa. Girlfriend. No golden ticket yet. But then again, I'm afraid that you're going to think to yourself, I guess I didn't go hard enough.
War Lady Clones.
Teresa, normally I tell people dial it up and I can always dial you back. I'm going to tell you, Teresa, dial it back. Slow down. Your 100-mile-an-hour heat is not necessary. 75 will get it done. You're still going to get batteries out throwing 75, Teresa. You want better command. You want better control. Don't overthrow. Well, that came out of nowhere, didn't it? All right, when we return, still open phones this hour. And a smack-off profile. See what the smack-off is bringing out of the woodwork. Teresa. Birth control smack. Massage therapy smack. CBD's fine. You can go with that. I mean, that's a topic. I brought it up. Got Chris Cyborg in studio coming up next hour. Looking forward to that. More telephone calls when we come back. But first, here's a sports update for you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Reaction to Teresa at Soul Surfer Tweets. Man, after that call, I had to spark up a heater, and I don't even smoke. At Squirrel 2 Tweets, why would Portland woman need birth control? Being Portland woman is birth control in and of itself. When you talk about, quote, Portland woman, it goes back to this famous call made by this guy.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon, and I call it Portland woman. Portland woman, she doesn't shave, she doesn't clean up. They put her on TV. Turn on any Portland channel with the local show. You'll find Portland woman showing off her stuff, gray hair, no makeup, all the wrinkles to boot. And the clothing is something else. You can see the stain. So, anyway, to Portland woman, please, please do us all a favor and clean it up. That's all I got, Romy.
Brandon in Portland going on about, quote, Portland woman. She doesn't shave. She doesn't clean up. She doesn't wear makeup. Her clothes are something else. They've got stains. She's got gray hair. Whenever somebody talks about Portland woman, it all goes back to that phone call. At Wells in the 360 tweets, wow, that Teresa talks way too fast. I could barely understand that rambling nonsense. Signed, Pete Carroll. Hold on for a minute. So after a tough loss, I couldn't wait to see Pete get up in front of the media and explain exactly what happened, especially regarding the play calling. Damn, Pete, hold on. Furiously working his chewing gum. Dude, I know you think fast. I know you talk fast. I know you've got another gear. Can you slow down just a little bit? Right. I can never figure out what that guy's talking about. All right, so Smackoff's coming up. Right now you can throw up double deuces because we're now just 22 days off. 22 days away from the Smackoff. 22 days from my either dapping left up with a third straight headpiece or 22 days away from a new King of Smack ripping the throne. Again, you cannot win if you're not in. And if you're in without a golden ticket, you can't get in without one. So if you want your shot at five grand, cold hard cash, and the title that comes along with it, you want to hit me up right now because the days are slipping by quickly. You're running out of time, literally. Yesterday, I started player profiles. I started with Mark in Hollywood, the 2013 champ. He got the treatment. Today, I'm going to throw it back. I'm going to throw it back to a two-time champ, one of only five guys that could ever say doing that they've done that. The only dude ever in the history of the jungle who can claim two titles, four runner-ups, four bronze medals, and 17 top tens. It's an amazing stat. 17 top tens. Many of you listening would kill to be in one smack off. This guy's hit the top 10 17 times. Of course, I'm talking about Iafredi. Iafredi, a legend's legend. A legend's favorite legend. The number one ranked all-time smack off caller, according to Stucknut.com. And the nut would know. Iafredi's first smack off was back in 96, if I'm not mistaken. His latest was two decades later in 2016. Put simply, this dude has damn near spanned the entire life of the event. In fact, he has. He predates the smack off. He was calling this show before there was a smack off. Many come and go, not Iafredi. Now, he's got another career. He's got a very busy life, an important life, but he's been a mainstay. A couple of days back, his 2004 winning smack-off call made its way back onto the program when somebody emailed in resetting John Neems' ballad to 45's dad. That song inspired Iafredi to write his own for Whitey's old man. Many of you do not even know who Whitey is. Whitey predated Alvin. Alvin is a legend. Alvin is the best that there is in this business. Whitey was Alvin's mentor. That's how far back that goes. So Iafredi wrote a song based on Neems's for Whitey. It was good. It was great. It was good enough to win Smackoff 10. Then 4 years later, Iafredi put down the Casio and took dead aim at Doc Mike. And he ripped his second title in 08 with that.
Let's talk for a moment about Doc Mike Dottola. I mean, I got to ask, where have you been hiding, Michael? You know, overbooked with root canals, man? You know, because we've been here. We've been here taking on Eldrick every year while you've been off waving the white flag, you yellow-bellied coward. Okay, and nice try telling us that you missed the last five of these little gatherings. I am fairly certain that you gave us the last of your relentless seventh-place showings in 2004, the year that I became the last guy to beat Eldrick on game day. Okay, I will leave that to the Stucknutters to confirm. But let there be no doubt, okay, Tiger may be gone, chump, but you still got to deal with me, right? And your stale reset of beating up the weak like poor defenseless Vic is very, 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 very tired, okay? The clones who don't go back a ways may find you fresh, but the XL4TI has judged that call before, Mike, about 10 times before. Okay, Doctor, you have become the official jungle Mad Lib. I am richer than name of clone. I don't have a radio show because noun. I am, adverb, smart. I was on the Jungle CD, that adjective. Iafredi was also on. Okay, Doc, if you're only going to call in presidential election years, perhaps you could offer up a new candidate once in a while, because we already voted the old guy out.
That's the kind of fire that guy brought back then, and he's still bringing it today. His last smack-off call came in 2016, directly after Leff sucked down a helium balloon en route to his first smack-off win.
A bunch of posers have moved into our town and turned our smack-off into a third-rate comedy show about each other. Now, don't get me wrong, Jim. I mean, clone-on-clone smack was always a part of the calculus. It just wasn't the entire calculus. I mean, truly, what makes you losers think that any of us want to listen to you tell imaginative urine jokes about each other for 3 hours? I am back, Jim, because somebody has to speak up for your program's honor. Somebody has to defend the smack-off from becoming the crack-off or the jack-off or the whack-off.
So the question now is, after a year off, is Iafredi going to be here on the 20th? He's been in 17 of the 23 smack-offs. Will he make it 18? More importantly, will he become the third person ever to become a three-time champ? 22 days until we find out. I never know where Ifredi's head is at. I know he's busy. I know that he does not participate throughout the year because he's busy. But this guy can show up on a moment's notice, day of, and still has the kind of game, even this far in, to win. It's kind of like LeBron, 15 years in, 20 years in, 25 years in. The guy's lost nothing at all. Still has that same vitriol. He's still angry. In fact, he's angrier than he's ever been. I do not know if he's coming, but the invite is out. Ifredi, bidding to become a three-time champ. I know he's got the game. I just don't know if he's free. I'm looking for an RSVP. The player profiles continue. Yesterday, Mark in Hollywood. Today, Ifredi. We'll get another one in before the end of the week. Also before the end of the week, the flight deck, James Kelly, will be here in studio reading your mean tweets. Bad news, I did not get into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Good news, I'm keeping one of your demands. James Kelly, coming in. Actually, there were two James Kelly demands. One, that I drop a bust of his enormous forehead in his chair when he's not here. And two, that he reads mean tweets about his enormous forehead. We're doing that one. All right, to the phones. We had Teresa on. Lady clones, right? There's another lady clone that wants in. Now, again, this is really curious. Some of you were listening to my podcast where we have the voicemail, getting your reps in, kind of getting your game polished up. Some of you got your start down there. It's kind of like, I don't want to say it's the D League, but it's a way to kind of get your chops. You can make the phone call. It goes to voicemail. Maybe we play it. Maybe we don't. Maybe we save it. Maybe we delete it. But there's not as much pressure. It's a voicemail. You're not out there in front of millions of people live. Like this gal. She kind of got her chops doing that. She hit our radar for the first time when she hit the voicemail on the podcast.
Sidney Crosby, how did she get that? How did he get that big, luscious ass and those succulent lips? Is your ass bigger than Madison Bumgarner of the San Francisco Giants? Oh, man. Bye.
Oh, man. Kathleen, you are silly. Very silly. But she got better and better. She got more and more composed, and then she called this show. And the last time she called the show, if memory serves, she was talking about a boyfriend that was in prison but was getting out. And I know she's watching Mad Bum. That we know. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska, back-to-back. Lady Clones, Kathleen. Hey, Kathleen, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Last night, Madison, he had pitched 7 great innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs, but he doesn't get the win. And I didn't understand why he didn't get the win, because I felt like he deserved the win. That's back-to-back starts where he pitched 15 scoreless, 16 strikeouts, but he has 1 win, 2 losses, and 2 no decisions.
Right.
I don't understand why he didn't get the win last night.
Because they had not scored that run when he was pitching.
That's the whole reason why?
Pretty much.
That's
the rules of baseball, Kathleen.
Well, he's...
Yeah, but he still has luscious lips, so don't sweat that. They'll pick him up. Bye, Kathleen. All right, so he did go 7 innings last night. And it was 7 innings of shutout ball. He allowed only 2 hits. He struck out 8. And they beat Colorado. 1-0. He's not getting a lot of help, though, Kathleen. I can't deny that. 5 starts in. He's 1-2. He's got an ERA of about 2.5, a whip of 1.02. He's got to get more run support than he's getting. Like I told you, Kathleen showing more and more composure. More and more composure. Let's go to Missouri quickly. JJ in Missouri to tag hour number 2. What's going on, JJ?
Jim, thanks for the vibe, man. I go back with the show 20 years, like the 4th hour show and the tour stops. Much love. We're going to get you in that tour stop, bro. And, you know, it's a hard act to follow. I mean, if Kathleen's in Omaha, I can only imagine she's going to try to get nice with some tenderonis up there at the CWS. But other than that, I need to take down these Canadian freaking clones. Mailor or whatever you guys' names are, you guys weren't even around when the Canadian team last won a Stanley Cup. Your smack game is that of a Jose Bautista bat flip. It's all going to be a bunch of pomp and circumstance until you get to the big show and then let everybody down north of the border. But that's okay. Now, Jim, it's hard to improve upon perfection, but I think the smack off is just that. It's perfection. This year, I'd like to recommend a Lifetime Achievement Award. And why not for the front-running surfing Silk Bra? Let's think about it. He's been, you know, beach bum surfer, gas station smack off talker, epic caller, now a teacher. One of the most noble jobs around. He could teach guys like Brad and Corona, Mark and Hollywood, Randall, stop eating Tide Pods and then calling the show, because that's as much sense as your calls and takes have.
That's not a good call. No. JJ, I appreciate like you, brother.
I don't like that.
You've listened for 20 years, you've had my back, you love the show. But you know I can't tolerate that. If you've listened to the show for 20 years and somebody other than you made that call, you'd be the first one to say, run him, run him, run him. So I did. Chris Cyborg in studio when we come back. Stay tuned. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. And you are listening to CBS Sports Radio.